We are now on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, about 20 lines from the top. Haloches al Hamaka. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Kiva said that if you're Loches al Hamaka, if you say an incantation on a wound, and you say Kol Amachla Sher Samti Mitzrayim Lo Sim Alecha Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, any sickness that I place on Egypt, I won't place on you because I am your healer. There's no portion in the world to come. It's very serious. So Amar Rav Yochanan says that uvarokik, but it's only if you spit when you say Shem Hashem, lefi Shem Hashem, Shem Hashem, Amar Kika. Because you don't mention Shem Hashem when you spit. Rav Yochanan seems to say it's an act of incantation together with disgracing God. So you're saying, using this incantation, using the pasuk in the Torah for a purpose of healing, plus part of the method of this working of healing you is through the act of spitting. When you're spitting on when you say the same Hashem and you spit, so that shows tremendous disrespect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the sin is so severe. The Itmar Rav Amar Afilo Negat Tzaras. He says that you don't have to say Shem Hashem, even if you just read a pasuk relating to undoing an affliction. And the key is you're not saying Shem Hashem. And Rav Chanina Amar Afilo Vayikra Moshe. If you say any pasuk, you don't. That's not mentioning any negaim, any plagues, or any afflictions. But you mention this pasuk, and you believe that saying this pasuk works, then that is also forbidden, because you feel that this it's a segula of the Torah to heal your wounds, and that's not so the Rambam, how does he paskin? The Rambam says that if you're loches al hamaka, if you do this incantation on the maka and you read a pasuk from the Torah, so not only is it nichush, but this is considered kfira. Why? Because you're making divrei Torah refuas aguf. You're making Torah into healing of the body. Ve'edam el refuas nafshos. It heals the soul. It's a blueprint for leading a spiritual life. But he does say that a healthy person who reads psukim and he reads mizmorim from Tehillim to protect, so that the zchus of his reading will protect him and save him from tsaros, that is permitted. The Kesef Mishnah points out that the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention about rakika, about spitting, because he doesn't mention about spitting here, so it seems that Rav Chanina arguing of Yochanan that it's not because of the issue of you're saying Shem Shemayim, Hashem's name, on the spitting, and Rav says even when there's no Shem Hashem, it's still Asur. And Rav Chanina says, just saying words from the Torah, it's forbidden. The Rashi points out that if you spit with a pasuk in a foreign language, you don't say it in Hebrew, then there's no violation. There's a whole discussion about saying God's name. When you say God's name in a foreign language, not in Hebrew, does that have the same significance as saying Hashem's name? So Rashi says, for example, here, there's no violation if you say Shem Hashem in a foreign language, according to Rav Yochanan. The Bach points out that Dvarim Shel Kodesh, that's forbidden even to say in a bathroom, even if you say it not in Hebrew. So he wants to say maybe that's the same. So maybe he says this maybe that should be the same, but the Shach points out, no, it's very different. That when it comes to, let's say, going to the bathroom, the key is you can't say Devarim Shel Kedusha. So whether that's in Hebrew or in English, you can't say, think about holy matters. But when it comes to saying an incantation and saying Shem Hashem, that's specifically causing a denigration to Hashem's name. That's only with Shem Hashem. Now, there's he's saying that Kedusha, like Hora or Eza Devar Torah, to say that in a bathroom is a problem. But just saying Shem Hashem in but saying it in not in the vernacular, then that's not considered disgraced if you spit on it. And similarly, he says you're allowed to erase you can't erase Shem Hashem. You're right, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can't erase it, but you can erase the name God, or you can erase the name Bog, right, in Russian. So that's what the Shach writes. There's also discussion also if you make a shvuah with Shem Hashem. The Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about that. So when it comes to saying Hashem's name in a different language, it may depend on the particular context. So he wants to say that when it comes to shavuos, maybe we are strict for kinuyim. So maybe in a foreign language, a kinuyim, sort of quote-unquote nicknames of Hashem. So maybe when it comes to shavuos, we are strict when it comes to even saying the name of Hashem in a foreign language. So every context is different. The bottom line halacha is the Shulchan Aruch writes that Elokei Shalamakol Chola Verokek V'achak Kor Pasuk Mida Torah Ein Lachek Lom Haba. Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Siman Kuf Ein Tes Seif Ches says if you say an incantation on a wound and you spit and then you read a pasuk, you have no portion of the world to come. And Im Eino Roke, if you don't spit, it's still an Isser. Isser Mia Ika. But then he says if there's Sakanas Nefashis Kol Mutter, this mamish, if you're going to lose your life, then it's totally permitted. It's interesting that the right. So then the Shulchan Aruch says it's totally permitted, and the Rama writes it's only usur if you say the pasuk in Hebrew but not in the foreign language. That's like Rashi. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that someone who is healthy can read psukim to protect him from the mezikim. And the okay, so that is a discussion a bit about, you know, Torah as a protection, yes. As a medication, treatment, no. Gemara continues and says, Tanur Rabban, our rabbis teach, Shabbos. You're allowed to rub your stomach with oil on Shabbos. Lo Shabbos. You can say these kind of incantations for snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. And you can place a kind of metal iron kli, iron vessel, on your eye in order to cool it on Shabbos. So, and then, and Rishim Gamliel says, when do we say this? The kli anita, with a kli that's not muksa. You can move it like a key, like a knife. But a muksa item also, you can't put it on your eye. So what's going on here? So first halacha is rubbing oil on Shabbos. So Rashi says that, why is it permitted? Sicha kishtia. Because when you rub it, it's like shtia, it's like drinking. So it's not considered refuah. You can't take refuah on Shabbos. And if someone is bedridden or there's whole body aches, and you can take medicine on Shabbos, but you can't engage in a medical treatment if you're just bothering you a bit. You're mechush ba'alma. Unless it's not recognizable, that's for refuah. So you have, let's say you're allowed to eat healthy foods. Let's say someone tells you have to drink a lot of chicken soup because you're not feeling so well, or you have to eat oranges or drink orange juice. That's not a problem. Even though you're doing it to heal, it's not a problem because it's not clear that it's for refuah because healthy people eat it. So Rashi is pointing out that sicha, rubbing oil, is considered shtia. So just like shtia is not mucha milsa, is not clear that it's for refuah, so to sicha, rubbing the oil is not a problem either. The Shulchan Aruch points out, this is how we paskin, he says, Sachin Mamashmi, it says in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chav Zayin Siv Beis, Sachin Mamashmishim La Naso De Shinoi, you can rub the oil for your benefit through doing it in an unusual way. Dahainu Shah Sachin Mashmish Biyachad, you should rub it together, like a smear and rub it together, Lo Mashmish Bekocha Brifun Yadai. Should do it not with strength, but do it, I guess, do it a little bit differently, with a little softer. So that's sort of the first issue. Now, regarding an incantation on a snake, so what does this mean? So first of all, Rashi says you say the incantation for the snake itself. The Rambam says, no. In Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says that you can do lechisha al makom neshicha. Let's say you get a snake bite. You can say this incantation on the snake bite, and even on Shabbos. Does the Rambam believe it works? No, he doesn't believe it works. But he says, Avish in Dharmol Klum doesn't help, Hol Masukan, who, since it's dangerous, they allow him to do this, Kadesh Loti Tarf Datalov. Because someone believes that the incantation will work, okay, so let him do it to calm him down. So, okay, so, and the third halach again is that you can use, again, this, you can use this item as long as it's not a muksa problem.